You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, General Hospital fans, Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your weekly prediction edition. As always, our predictions are based on recent episode activity and confirmed and official ABC soap opera spoilers. I've got predictions for Carly and Jagger, one for Christina and Ava, another for Trina, one for Drew, Nina, and Jordan, and another for Dex and Sunny. If you haven't, though, please reach down and click subscribe before we unpack all this. And just a quick reminder, there is no new episode on Monday, April 8th. ABC is airing a big eclipse special for several hours, and so that's going to knock it out. So look for the first episode of the week to hit on Tuesday, April 9th. Do not assume that your DVR is broken. It's just preempted. But I will say this, when there is preemptions, you should always check and make sure that your recording schedule looks right, because sometimes when there's a preemption, it messes up future programming. All right. Our first prediction. I think Carly Spencer may feel a surprising spark with special FBI agent John Cates, who, by the way, Adam Harrington has really grown on me. He is a blue-eyed cutie. I was like having a little like, ooh, it's like a buffet of hotness when he and Jason were going at each other last week. And I was like, I can't tell whose blue eyes I like better. So Carly may feel the same way I do. So the spoilers for next week, Monday the 8th, Carly finds John Cates in trouble and she helps him out. And the promo shows her pulling over her car and screaming at somebody, leave him alone. And then she's like running to help. And I think that Cates is in trouble and might be attacked. So I'm very curious to see if Valentine is the one that has Jagger attacked, because Cates is causing issues for Pikeman, which Valentine is running. And, you know, Valentine has figured out that Jason was undercover at Pikeman. He knows that Jagger's after them. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. After saving him, I just wonder, though, if he's going to be very grateful and they're just going to have a little breakthrough moment. Because Jagger did seem kind of into her. I like the look of them together, the blonde hair, the blue eyes and all. And actress Laura Wright said, as long as Sunny's around, she does not think Jason and Carly will have a real romance. So with her done with Drufus, she needs somebody in her life. And why not Cates? All right, our second prediction. I think Christina is going to blame Ava for Sunny's upcoming awful antics. So last week at the hospital, the day that Dante checked out and got to go home, he and Chrissy agreed that Ava being under Sunny's roof is not a good thing. Neither of them trust her and neither of them wants her around their dad. Other spoilers for Tuesday the 9th say Sunny rants to Ava about why Drew would rehire Nina, the woman who sent him to prison. That same day, Sunny is very angry with Jason. And the same day, Ava's antics freak out Christina because she sees her up to something. Wednesday the 10th, Ava is searching Sunny's penthouse for something. And I think that's going to give us a good idea of what her agenda really is and what she's up to, if she is possibly involved with Valentine. And that same day, Jenny, Sunny, and Jason have a tense meeting. So I know a lot of fans think Ava is conspiring with Valentine. I'm holding back on that. I'm still not sure. I feel like she had legitimate feelings for him. I hope so. But she's perfectly capable of doing a scheme like that. So I do think once we know what she's looking for, that's going to, I think, solidify some things for us on Tuesday. But Sunny is spiraling because Valentine had the pharmacist swap his medication. No, Ava's not swapping. It is the pharmacist. But Christina and Dante, I think, are going to blame Ava's influence on Sunny's increasingly bad behavior. And if it comes out that the medicine was tampered with, she's the natural one to take the fall. So rather than her plotting against Sunny, I almost feel like Valentine could be setting her up to take the fall. We shall see. Our third prediction, Trina Robinson may consider moving on after grieving Spencer's loss. I think he died like the end of January, and we are now, you know, heading towards the beginning of May. And Nicholas Chavez may not be back as Spencer. We shall see. He's supposed to be on a leave of absence, but then we've changed writers and a lot of things have changed focus. I'm not sure if he's coming back. I feel certain if he doesn't, they're going to recast Spencer. So I don't think we're losing Spencer forever. So on Friday the 5th, we saw Trina talking to Curtis about moving on. And she called him Dad, which a lot of fans are mad about because they want to know, where's Taggart? And then there was a leak a while back. I can't remember if I told you guys about it. Some leaks I just go, I don't know, and I set them aside, and other ones I tell you guys about. But this leak said that Spencer's return would be delayed and Trina would get involved in a new romance just before he comes back so that she's in kind of a stressful position when he returns. And she specifically talked to her dad about moving forward. So we'll just have to wait and see. But if you remember, Trina was rejecting Spencer and was dating Rory. And he, of course, was killed by the Hook Killer. And that character, Adam, is gone, that Joshua Bernard played. So I just don't know who else is in her age group and single. Nobody that I can think of, unless Cameron's coming back. And I don't think he is, because William Lipton is focusing on school and he got a new show. So we'll see. They could bring somebody else back on. But Trina may be wading into another romance just before we get Spencer back, no matter who's in the role. My fourth prediction, I think Drew Kane may tiptoe into a weird entangled love triangle. So spoilers for the week, Tuesday, April 9th, Drew and Nina bicker, and he wants to know what he's getting from this thing that they're arguing about. And Wednesday, the 10th, Drew and Nina reach a surprising agreement. Thursday, April 11th, Nina makes the wrong assumption. And then two times that we've seen, so once last week and once the week that Drew dumped Carly, they have also thrown Drew in with Jordan, who seems very happy to see him and very flirty. So, you know, with a shortage of available single men in that age bracket, I wonder if they might be setting up Drew to romance Jordan, but with Nina, maybe it's not romance and it's like hate sex. Hate sex is a soap opera staple. You guys know this. If you've been watching General Hospital for a while, Ava and Sonny had hate sex in the crypt. They like hate sex. So we shall see. And Nina might bang him just as revenge on Carly and just out of frustration with Sonny not taking her back. So we'll see. Is he about to get two ladies? Maybe. All right. Our fifth and final prediction. I think Sonny Corinthos is going to target Dex during a dangerous bipolar spiral. On Friday, April 5th, remember, Jocelyn told her mom, Carly, flat out that she is very scared that Sonny is going to kill Dex when he finds out that he is taking a job as a PCBD police officer. It looks like he is on track and he should be getting the job. And Joss still loves Dex, even though she's upset about what he did. There's no spoilers for either of them this coming week, but I do expect to see them both. So we all know that Sonny hired Dex. He found out that he hired him under false pretenses because he was a mercenary that Michael had hired to come in and get evidence to turn over the feds to put him in prison for life. And then it flipped around to more benevolent reasons. But I agree with Sonny, that doesn't really change the fact that they intended to betray him. So he's upset at Carly and Michael. And if you remember, he threatened Dex with death. He actually held a gun on him and he only did not kill him for Jocelyn's sake, but he said, leave town. And that's the best thing for her. Just go. And Dex is not, you know, Michael doesn't want him to go. Joss doesn't want him to go. And then of course, Dex went to Anna and he spilled all that tea about, you know, him wanting him to kill Cyrus and everything. And I just wonder if Sonny, because you know, he has people on his payroll working at the PCPD. I wonder if one of his spies might tell him that Dex was up there meeting with Anna. That would be very, very messy. And then, you know, he finds out Dex is taking a job as a cop. He probably assumes that Dex will rat him out, which is a fair assumption since he already has. And Sonny is coming more unhinged by the day. He's not thinking very clearly. So yeah, I totally think he might try and kill the young man, but we shall see. Those are all of our predictions for this edition. If you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. Definitely drop your comments. I love your thoughts, whether you agree, disagree. I love talking soaps with you guys. And come back every single day. We are here talking General Hospital 7 days a week, even on Monday when the episode is preempted for the eclipse. I will be out watching the eclipse, hopefully at Niagara Falls. We'll see. There's supposed to be a million people on the Canadian side, and I don't even know how many coming from the other side. I came across the country to see it there. So we'll see, but I will still be doing my videos from there. So I will check in with you guys. Come back soon. This, as always, is Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.